right, hello?
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Now, would you state your name and ADC number for the record, sir?
Name's Renee Camacho, 056978.
Mr. Camacho, you've been certified by the Department of Correction for your hearing today. You've been certified for a 412A, 411, or home arrest. That means that you've been certified for consideration for general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. And that's the reason that we are speaking with you this morning. Is that your understanding as well, sir?
Yes, it is.
And according to information that we have from the Department of Corrections, and all our information, the majority of our information come from the Department of Corrections, along with some coming from the pre-sentence report and other information that's been presented to the board, including names. But according to information that we have, that you were serving most recently two counts for a burglary in the second degree. Each one of them was for 13 years. The first one has expired, has SED, and that one expired, according to information we have, back on September the 14th of 2004. Is that your information, sir?
No, 2001.
2001, well, you show SED 04, but I think that maybe this is because you did receive a...
I was on parole in 2001 to another number.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying. Yes, sir.
Right.
Okay. And according to the information that we have, you're currently serving your second sentence, and that is, again, for burglary, second degree, and that is a 13-year sentence. And that sentence had its beginning date of February 26, 2010. You became, you will become parole eligible on on October the 10th, 2018. That means regardless of what the board does today, it will not take effect until October 10th of 2018, because that's when you will become parole eligible, sir. According to information we have, you have a provisional release date of January 26, 2010. You have an unreleased date credit, which would be July 26, 2020. And your SED date on this particular one is listed as February 25, 2023. Is that information correct, sir?
Yeah, seems correct.
Okay, just want to make sure that we are all together. Okay, sir. And earlier in life, you had some other charges, but that's history, so we won't worry about them on today. I do show that you, your most recent discipline would have been back in July of 2017 with a violation of some departmental policy. Do you remember that was a minimum? Do you remember what happened there, sir?
Yes, I do. I passed an inmate a piece of paper.
Okay, sir. And so you were... Was there any sensitive information on it, or just because...
It's just a piece of paper.
Okay, sir. I also take note, sir, if back in 2009, and I know that's 9 years ago, July, in 2009, you had a major for possession of drugs. Do you remember what was going on there, sir?
Yes, I do.
What happened there, sir?
Somebody else was selling drugs, and they owed me money, and they sold somebody else drugs, and instead of telling them to pay them, they told them to pay me.
Okay. And so, so the CO3 or whomever, they wrote the ticket up for you, and it turned out to be a major, sir. Is that correct, sir?
Yes,
it
did.
And I also show that in 08, you also had something possession of or manufacturing of a weapon. What was that about, sir? That was in 08. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, somebody had left something in the room, and instead of taking it out after he left, it stayed in there, and so I got in trouble for that one.
Okay. So, but from your perspective, was this something where you guilty, or just something that was left in the room, and because it was left in the room, you had to take responsibility for it? Is that what happens?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, sir. I also take note, and as I said, I'm only looking at information that's been presented to the board, that in March of 2012, That was the last time you were scheduled to appear before this board for a 412B hearing. That means that therefore moved to your next consecutive sentence of absolute discharge, and you were not eligible at that time. You were ineligible at that time. And I show that in 2011, you also came before this board in March of 2011. And at that time, that was also for a 412B parole to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge, and you were denied on that one. And then at the date that you gave me earlier, back in January of 2001, you were granted a 412B, which means that at that time you was moved to your next consecutive sentence, and that would have been under 01. And also in 1987, you were also granted a 412B at that time, moved to your next consecutive sentence. Is that information basically correct, sir?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, sir. I do show that you did have a record earlier. I think you had, in terms of juvenile records between 1980 and 1983, I think you were, I'm not saying that you was charged or found guilty, but you were arrested eight times at that time. And I also show as an adult between 1985 and to 1991, you had six arrests as an adult. Is that information basically correct, sir?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, sir. As I've indicated just a few moments ago, that the last time you were scheduled to appear before this board would have been in 2012. At that time, me and one of the board members was on the board at that time, or in 2011. Therefore, we want you to talk to the board, because you have all new board members today in Cabela, since you was here the last time. And let me introduce you to the board members who are participating in your hearing today. And the board members who are participating in your hearing today will be Honorable Ms. Leah Ringhouse. Of course, you cannot see us because we're doing this by telephone. The Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair as well as your board chair today. And as I was stating back in, neither one of us are on the board, so this is the first time that we're being introduced to you. We would just like for you to carry us back to beginning back in, I guess, 1991, May 19, 1991, and kind of tell the board what happened at that time. That means that you were charged with burglary and ended up with your being incarcerated so many years, sir. Would you tell the board what was going on, sir? What happened at that time, sir?
Yes, at that time I was having some psychological problems, hearing voices, and in order to get rid of the voices, I was self-medicating, but in order to self-medicate, I was doing drugs to take away the voice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was doing the burglaries.
So you say you were self-medicating. What were you medicating on, sir? The self-medication?
Cocaine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did it help you rid yourself of those voices? Did it help at all, sir?
Yeah, temporarily.
So when the last time you had some voices, sir, after you said, I'm assuming that you no longer have voices, that may be a wrong assumption. But,
no, I don't hear no voices.
Okay. So how did
it's
you get,
been a while. Yes, it's been a long while.
Okay. So how did you get rid of them? Because you couldn't self-medicate all that time, so what happened?
So I've been under some psychological help here, some medication and counseling, and eventually they just stopped, so.
Well, it seems that I'm going back to May 1991. It seemed that at that time you were burglarizing a house, and you took some items from that residence. So why were you burglarizing it? Were you just burglarizing it just to get some money or drugs, or what was your intent, sir?
Yeah, I was burglarizing to get some money or to get some drugs.
Okay.
Get some merchandise to buy some drugs to get rid of the voices.
Okay. And when the last time you used drugs, sir? Cocaine or any other substance like cocaine?
It was in like January or February of 96 was the last time I used drugs.
Okay. And you've not used any since then, so you've been, well, for a while. Okay, you've been healed since then. Something that took my interest in reading up on your report back when you were initially arrested for this burglary, you initially stated to law enforcement that you were not guilty, and that you felt that someone that you had shot some 10 years ago had committed the crime, and that's what you had been found guilty. Was that the case by any means, or that was just the drugs, your psychological situation at that moment? What was going on there, sir?
That was the psychological problem I was having, the voice I was hearing.
Okay, sir.
That person had passed away.
So the person had passed away, and so you were hearing these voices, and that's what the reason that you were given. Okay, it seemed to me, and I just found it very interesting. Some of these things are very minor, but I just found it very interesting that the house that you burglarized, apparently the person was out of town on his honeymoon or something, and you just went to the residence and looking for items such as VCR and so forth, and you just took some of these items, and I guess, did you eventually sell these items? What happened to these items, sir?
Yes, I usually just sold them. And then, like I said, I traded in for cocaine and then used the cocaine to get rid of the voices.
Okay, sir. Okay. My next question, you do not have to answer, so please feel free not to respond to it at all, because some things but I still like to just ask the question. I take note that at some point you had an STG and with one of the groups, and I won't name it since this is being recorded. Then I know that you wanted to do a step down. Has that worked at all? Have you been able to step down from that group or any other group?
I wasn't able to pass the lie detector. I think this was due to my psychological problems. Mm-hmm. That's what I assumed, because I just wasn't able to pass the lie detector test.
Okay. Are you going to try that again, or are you just going to let that remain?
The program takes like 2 years or a year and a half, and I'm pretty short, so I probably would rather let somebody else do it while I'm there.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm going to stop at this time and yield to other board members. See if they might have some questions for you at this time, sir. Board members, any questions for Mr. Marcia? Okay, my board members, these distinguished board members, don't have any questions for you at this time, sir. However, we're coming towards the end of your hearing. Since we're coming towards the end of your hearing, and you notice I did say your hearing, we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board, sir, that the board should know about your situation and about any changes that you made in your life, and any reason that this board should consider granting you general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest? Anything else you want the board to know at this time, sir?
Yeah, that I'm really a changed person, and I think that my last ticket, the last disciplinary I had, was probably the best disciplinary ticket I had, because in here we have two sets of rules. One set of rules made by the inmates, another one by the guards. And the ones by the guards, you get a disciplinary ticket, and that's that. But if you break the rule for the ones of the inmates, then it gets you, it's usually you end up in violence against me. And so that last disciplinary ticket got me away from that, and I didn't have to deal with that anymore. And then I just had to deal with whatever else I had left over, because I always thought all these years that if I just got rid of my psychological problems and my drug problems, that everything would be okay. But then once I was in myself, after I got this lab disciplinary ticket, I got to really deal with the root causes of my problems, and I really seen that I had some things to work on, and I did work on them, because we had a real good psychological team here that were doing classes for us, and he was real good, and he helped me see and get over those root causes. And even though I'm here and with a bunch of inmates, I really don't go to rec with them anymore because it seems like I don't have the same interest that they have. Because every time we go to rec and they want to talk, all they want to talk about is, you know, drugs or doing crimes or getting over on people. And that's not who I am anymore. And I only get them into conversations of things that interest me, like maybe religion, politics, philosophy. Because all throughout my years, even as a young kid, I was very intelligent, and that's what interests me. And now I'm more interested in that, and I want to continue to improve myself. I know that even getting out is going to bring some new challenges, and I still want to improve on that. And I think I'm ready. I really do.
Okay, yes, sir. The Honorable Mr. Corrales wants to have some questions or discussion for you, sir, at this time.
Sorry, Mr. Long, this is Mr. Board Chairman. Mr. Camacho?
Yes.
This is Louis Quinones. I just have a quick question. You said this last ticket changed you, but which ticket were you talking about?
The passing ticket, the 2017 ticket.
Okay, the recent one. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Honorable Mr. Corrales. Okay. Board members, any further discussion or questions? Board members, do I have any further questions or discussion for you at this time, sir? Now the board is coming towards the end of your hearing, and it's been a while since you've been before this board again, but the rules are still the same. The board will make its determination following the discussion. We will have a discussion. We're going to ask that you remain on the phone. May sound as if we're talking to you, but we're not talking to you. We're just talking among the four ourselves. And following our discussion, we will make a decision whether to grant you general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. And as I said, if this board saw fit to grant you either one of those, they will not become effective until later this year, until the date that has been given that you will be eligible for parole, and that is listed as October 10, 2018. So I just want to make that very clear. So at this time, the board is going into discussion. Please remain quiet. In Arizona, we operate under the open meeting law. This will be the first time that the four of us will have had an opportunity to discuss your case, so we're going to ask that you remain quiet. The board is now in discussion. I do find Mr. Camacho to be an intelligent individual. I do find in going through his records that at some point he did have some, as he's indicated, I wouldn't bring this up except that he indicated he did have some psychological problems at one point in his life. And according to him, he was self-medicating and in order to rid himself of some of the voices that he was hearing and to get some resources, financial resources, by mobilizing people, residents, in order that he might get some money for to get drugs, i.e. I think that he mentioned that cocaine would have been one of the major drugs that he was interested in at that time. I do take note that over a period of time, I do take note that his behavior has improved. However, there are a couple of three things that still concern me, and I want to speak as one board member, and I will request that other board members speak for themselves. One is 10 years ago, I know 10 years ago is a long time, but 10 years ago, 08, manufactured a weapon, although he gave a reason for it. 9 years ago, we find that drugs were found. I know he gave a reason for it. And in response to Mr. The Honorable Mr. Corrales just a few moments ago, he indicated that he was just passing these notes around, and that really, those concern me. I know that, yes, he's made improvements, but I just, because the one in 17 was just a little less than a year ago, and that really concerns me. But at this time, I'm prepared to listen to other board members before moving forward. Board members, any discussion by board members? Oh, I'm sorry, Honorable Mr. Corrales, sir.
Yes, sir. Just very briefly, I also want to add, if I'm not mistaken, it looks like that he has near CD in 2020, and while I do commend him for having family support on paper, with either his sister or aunt, plus it sounds like a plan for work. I think with it getting closer, some specifics might be in order in terms of finances and support outside of the correction system. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Board members, another discussion by board members? No discussion by board members at this time. So, I think the Honorable Mr. Corrales and I might be on different tracks here, but I just want to make sure. So what were your considerations? I mean, what was your, what would you recommend, sir?
I agree with you, sir, but I'm also saying there's also an issue of him not having much of a return. I do recognize his family, and that sounds good, but we don't have any direct input by him. We don't know if there's any approved transition from in the near future. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. And they are not present today, as you stated, sir. Okay, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion at this time, and my motion is going to be to deny Mr. Renee Camacho, ADC number 056978, and that is to deny general parole, absolute discharge, home arrest. That is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mrs. Woodhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Galanis and the Honorable Mr. Mill. And the initial crime that we're looking at now was 91. Therefore, I'm going to recommend a one-year set-off. If there are any objections to a one-year set-off, or you have no objection at this time. And the release type that we were looking at today that we denied was 412A411, home arrest. And reasons for denial today is, let's see here, there were more than one victim that he robbed, took advantage of. He has a release plan, but it's kind of a poor release plan because it has been stated that he does not have family or community support, although he did enlist his family, I believe his aunt and sister, as part of his release plan. But I do not believe that we are here to, and I'm going to put, and board members, if you disagree, I do respect it, and I will honor your disagreement. I'm going to put recent disciplinary infraction, because that was in 2017. To me, that's a recent, although it was a minor. I grant you it was a minor, but he was coming before this board, and I just would not like to have seen that if he was coming before this board. Board members, is there anything else that any board member wishes to include that I might have not to include it?
I think trauma to the victim, because these people were threatened, some of them with, I think there's an instance of the children lying on the floor.
Do agree with you.
Trauma to the victim.
Thank you so very much, and that is what we asked, because there were more than one child. Yes, ma'am. Thanks for including that. Okay, anything else that any board member wish to include? Okay, hearing nothing else at this time. Sir, Mr. Camacho, the board has voted unanimously to deny your general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. They have certified that you would come before this board around a year from now, once you have been certified by the Department of Corrections, and then the board will be placed on the board's calendar at that time. So this will end your hearing. Thank you so very much, and the board looks forward to seeing you around a year from now. Not on this exact date, but around a year from now. Thank you, sir, and if you would be kind enough to put the CO3 on the phone, I would certainly appreciate it, sir. Thank you, sir.
Hey.